This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Governor Josh Shapiro and his family made a lunchtime visit to Harrisburg Bureau of Fire Station 1 to thank the firefighters who responded to the arson attack at the governor's residence. Some of the questions Shapiro addressed centered around an anti-Semitic hate crime probe that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling the Department of Justice to do. KYW's John McDevitt has more.
We're so grateful to everyone who got our entire family out safely.
Governor Josh Shapiro, First Lady Lori Shapiro, and their family served lunch to firefighters who responded to the fire early Sunday morning. Before that, the governor and First Lady toured the fire-damaged mansion. A chandelier that was partly melted and covered in soot stood out to the governor.
It was resting on a place on the floor where just the night before, we had celebrated our Passover Seder.
The governor was asked about the arson investigation and whether 38-year-old Cody Ballmer, the man charged in the attack, should face anti-Semitic hate crimes.
I have total and complete confidence in District Attorney Fran Chardo to charge this case as he sees fit, to analyze the evidence, to apply the law, and to see the case through. I'm not going to weigh in on what those charges should be. I'm not going to question his judgment.
Shapiro says should the Department of Justice choose to bring charges, he would also respect its decision to do just that. The ousted president of Community College of Philadelphia says he still doesn't know why the school's board placed him on immediate leave last week. That story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Donald Guy Generals says he knew the board of Community College of Philadelphia didn't want to renew his contract, and he was in the process of negotiating an exit when the board took its unexpected action last week.
The administrative leave was the surprise part.
The board, in a statement, gave no reason for placing Generals on immediate paid leave, but said its decision was based on the bylaws of the college and complied with the Sunshine Act. In an interview with KYW News Radio, Generals, CCP's president for 11 years, hinted that he might challenge the decision.
I think I am entitled to certain rights as an individual. I think there are certain laws that need to be followed. So I think there are questions about the process.
General says he doesn't know why he was suddenly shown the door. He pointed to his record presiding over an enrollment increase since the pandemic and the opening of a tech center in West Philly.
People are not dumb. They can see through, things that just don't make sense.
The board says it will announce an interim president in the coming days. A Philadelphia man will spend at least a decade in prison after pleading guilty today to charges he sexually assaulted two women late last year in the city's Point Breeze neighborhood. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson, who was in the courtroom.
Abdul Ford admitted that he was the one who on two separate nights in November attacked two women. One, he followed home as she was leaving a bar near 22nd and Christian and then groped her. And another the next night as she was walking home near 20th and Federal Street, who he strangled, pushed to the ground, and assaulted. The prosecutor read aloud a letter from the first woman who said Ford shattered her like glass, adding that glass can be glued back together and that's what she's trying to do. Ford didn't say anything, but his attorney noted that the 23-year-old suffers from a mental health illness and needs to be medicated and that he suffered abuse in many forms as a child. Ford pleaded guilty to aggravated indecent assault, strangulation, and sex assault charges. Judge Zachary Schaefer accepted the deal, sentencing him to 10 to 20 years behind bars plus a few years probation.
The judge said he was a bit hesitant to accept the deal, but noted that the survivors need a chance to move forward and heal. A scrapyard company in Camden is paying the city $6.7 million as part of a settlement from a massive fire in February. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
Camden Mayor Vitkar Starfin says the fire that sent residents scrambling from their homes was unacceptable and that EMR has accepted full responsibility and promises to put new protections in place as part of the agreement so it never happens again.
We're going to create a committee of folks that stand locked in on every step of the way, making sure the boxes are being checked. I'm going to bring all the residents will be involved with that.
EMR is committing $4.5 million this year and $450,000 each year for the next 5 years as part of the settlement. Neighbors like Jordan Mead are still skeptical anything will change.
Because this last fire was the biggest and worst of them all, and now they've been ignoring us for 6 years, and now they look like they're listening. Now they say they want to work with the citizens, but they haven't been. They've been ignoring us.
The mayor and other state and county officials promised that ends now, and the residents will get a voice in how the money is spent, and there will be more community meetings to have those discussions. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.